The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
I'm going to pull up the screen here. I'm going to show you something. While we're doing that, we welcome all of our folks that are hopping on here to the broadcast. Wherever you guys are joining us from, we welcome you. Let us know in the comment section below here on Facebook Live if you're new to the broadcast and where you guys are joining us from. We'd appreciate that so that we can keep up with and get familiar with you and know where you're joining us from. And we'll see you as you come on here continually. So at this time, we welcome our podcast audience and we welcome our YouTube audience as well. Today, I want to talk about this is going to be hinged off of a new report. I know it's a little early, guys, so we won't have a whole lot of people on here, but a lot of people will be watching the rebroadcast of this. But today, I want to be talking about what you're seeing on the screen. The dawn of social credit scoring has arrived. The dawn of social credit scoring has arrived. A new report by The Hill, that's the source here, is reporting that since the January 6th, what they call insurrection, riot, unrest that happened on January 6th at the Capitol, this has triggered several web giants to unveil predecessors to what effectively could become a, quote, soft social credit system by the end of this decade. What are we talking about? I want to pull up some articles here. These are headlines from articles, and then we'll talk about what this is. I'm just going to read these right here in front of your screen. You guys on podcast, I realize that you can't see this. I want to read this for you guys. You guys are watching this visually. You can see what I'm looking at. Again, the top left is the article that I'm talking about today, and that's coming soon, America's own social credit system. Now, what are we talking about? Social credit system. Hang with me and we'll talk about what that means. Look at this article below it. China's social credit system ranks citizens and punishes them with throttled internet speeds, flight bans, if the Communist Party deems them untrustworthy. Here's another one. If you spend frivolously and be penalized under China's new social credit system. And then under there, there's a little excerpt and it says, people who waste money on non-essentials or behave badly are penalized under the controversial new ranking. And then last, here's another one, quote, how China is using social credit scores to reward and punish its citizens. So now let's talk about this. China's social credit system, this was unveiled about 7 years ago. We talked about this right here on End Time Headlines. We reported on this and we warned about this, that I believe this absolutely is setting the platform and the stage for the system of the Antichrist to control the masses, to identify them, to mark them, to know them, to monitor them. This will be no doubt in my, I have no doubt that this will be one of the many tools that he will have in his belt, that he and his tools to use, again, to monitor all nations, tribe, kindred, and tongue. China's social credit system is a combination of government and business surveillance that, quote, gives citizens a score that can restrict their ability to take actions such as purchasing plane tickets, acquiring property, or taking loans because of their behaviors. The system can be used for individuals, but also for companies and government organizations. This should send a chill down everyone's spine that's listening to this today. The private sector, including the Bergonian tech world in China, has their own non-governmental scoring system that they implement. Like private credit scores, a person's social score can move up and it can move down depending on your behavior, or should I say your compliance. However, the exact methodology is a secret. But examples of infractions include bad driving or reckless driving, smoking in non-smoking zones. Buying too many video games is an infraction. Here you go. Posting fake news online is an infraction. Anything that's deemed terroristic in nature is an infraction. In other words, speaking negative or against the government is considered to be terrorist activity. Other potential punishable offenses include spending too long playing video games. Well, we just lost half of America, or at least the younger generation right there. Wasting money on frivolous purchases. And even spending too much time on social media can be an infraction. China has already, listen to this, begun punishing people by restricting their travel, including banning them from flights. Authorities banned people from purchasing flights 17.5 million times by the end of 2018 alone. And this is all in China, according to the National Public Credit Information Center, that was reported by The Guardian. This system will also clamp down on luxury options, and many will be barred from getting business class train tickets. Some are even kept out of their best hotels. Let me talk a little bit more about this. You will also be restricted when you go to get a loan for a vehicle or to get a mortgage. You can be denied on the spot. No. You can be denied job opportunities. Why? Because you have infractions against you. They whip out a laptop, they get on a website, they pull up your credit score, and if you don't have a score that is suitable to their means, you will have infractions. Too many infractions means you're out. Now, in case maybe you're not aware of this because you're not on a social media platform like myself and other individuals in the media, but all these tech giants are acquiring this three strike rule and you're out. Google has already acquired this on their YouTube platform, and we just got a notification that on the AdSense, they have now picked this up as well. In other words, if you have three infractions, three strikes, you're out. You're done. So again, this system is already being conditioned for citizens around the world to adhere to it, to accustom to it. They are familiar with this. According to other reports, this system could also result in you getting your dog taken away from you. The Eastern Chinese city of Jinan started enforcing a social credit system for dog owners when this all was released, whereby pet owners get points deducted if the dog is walked without a leash or causes public disturbances. So again, they can come and take your pet away. Now you say, well, this is this is a sad thing and it's concerning, Brother Ricky, but what does this got to do with America? Well, I'm glad you asked, because you see, we, according to this new report from The Hill, corporate America is now attempting to force, and I quote, the most profound changes our society has seen during the internet era. Let me say that again. Corporate America is now attempting to force the most profound changes our society has ever seen during the internet era. Let me just read on this report. Last week, in case you didn't know, PayPal has come out and announced a partnership with left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center to investigate the role of white supremacists and propagators of anti-government rhetoric, subjective labels that potentially could impact a large swath of groups or peoples that use their service. Again, PayPal has announced a partnership with Southern Poverty Law Center to investigate the roles of white supremacists, propagators of anti-government rhetoric. And if you fall into that category, again, if you're trying to get online and you're trying to find a list of what is qualified or what is deemed to be white supremacist activity or content or what would be quote anti-government rhetoric, good luck finding it, because you won't find it. It's just like every Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they have all these policies and they give you general terms for these policies, but there's no absolutes. There's a huge gray area. I wonder why. Listen, we got hit on our Facebook page today in the last 24 hours with a strike because we posted something that was that was news. And it was regarding the floods in China that has killed scores of individuals and caused destruction in China. We simply reported from multiple outlets confirming this situation, and it was flagged as spam. And it went against our account. This is what we're up against, guys. Facebook, speaking of, is taking similar measures recently after introducing messages that are asking its users to snitch on potentially extremist friends, which consider the platform's bias seems mainly to target the political right. That was from The Hill. Again, let me say it again. Facebook has now introduced messages that will be sent to you privately and say, you, and we've talked about this, guys, we reported on this 2 weeks ago when this was first implemented. You may have been unknowingly subjected to extremism. And I gave you a couple of weeks ago, I gave you what the definition of extremism or extremist is. It's any radical, political, or religious view. That's the definition of extremism. So again, we understand this politically, but again, if you get out on a social media platform and say something like, Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And there is no other name given under heaven unto men in which we must be saved. If other religions and other faiths deem that to be offensive and they report that, then the big tech giants, the arbiters of truth, can deem that as religious extremism and you will be canceled, shut down, banned, removed from their platform. Facebook has also teamed up with Microsoft and working with several other web giants and the United Nations. Hello, do I have your attention now? On a database. Here it is, to block potential extremist content. Guys, again, I'm telling you, it's getting so bad that I will be shocked if 12 months from now we're still on Facebook. Look, I'll be honest with you, Twitter never bothers us, never. We've never gotten a strike from Twitter. We've never gotten a warning from Twitter. Twitter has never bothered us. But Facebook, I can't say that. I will be shocked, guys, if we're all sitting here and still hanging out here on Facebook Live a year from now. This is why Listen, I'm not trying to push our app, but I am, but I'm not. I'm not doing it to try to gain a following. I'm just trying to tell you that if you want to keep up with our content and you want to keep reading our articles and you want to see our podcast, hear our podcast, listen to our lives and watch our lives, you better, if you're watching on Facebook Live, you better have another alternative and another way to find us. And not just us, guys, but I'm telling you, it's anyone who's going to fall under that umbrella. So that's why, again, I always emphasize the app and the website. And we're going to, at the end of this, I'll give you an opportunity again. We'll show you how you can get this. So you look, you may not even use the app, but at least get it and have it in case you need it, okay? Again, this is from The Hill. Quote, the actions of these major companies may seem logical in an internet riddled with scams and crime. After all, nobody will defend far-right militias or white supremacist groups using their platforms for these goals. However, the same issue with government censorship exists with corporate censorship. Now listen to this. Quote, if there is a line, who draws it? What will the distinction be between mundane politics and extremism? Now, the implications of these crackdowns will be broader, will be more swift, and more frightening. Listen to this. Some banking platforms have already announced, can you see this, guys? Social media, banking, corporate, the United Nations, all these organizations are all joining forces. Listen to this. Banking platforms have already announced a ban on certain legal purchases, such as firearms. The growth of such restrictions, which will only accelerate with support from politicians, could create a system in which individuals who do not hold certain political views could be blocked from polite society and left unable to make a living. In other words, guys, listen, this is what they did to Mike Lindell. They tried to completely shut down his whole livelihood with his product. Retail industries, tech giants, try to completely silence and shut him down because of what he said and things that he didn't agree with. The potential scope of this credit system under construction is enormous. Now listen to this, quote, the same companies that can track your activities and give you corporate rewards for complimentary behavior could utilize their powers to block transactions, add surcharges, or restrict the use of products. Do I got your attention now? When does your, listen, you, this may not really hit you home right now, but listen, when your debit card gets canceled over your tweets or your loan, your home loan is denied, homeschooling your kids is not an option, putting them in certain universities no longer an option, your eBay account is invalid, your PayPal account is shut down. Why? Because you have been flagged and you have violated the social credit system. And I know people's going to say, well, you know, that's why I use cash only. And I'll just make all my purchases under the radar and behind the scenes. And that way they can't track this. Really? Guys, listen, if you think that there's not coming a digital dollar, a digital currency, this is not a matter of if, but when it comes. And listen to me, when this digital currency is created, no transaction that is made will not go unnoticed. None. Because when paper currency is done away with, it is valid, it is void. People are not going to receive your money because it will be worthless. So every transaction that you make through a digital dollar, they will have all that information. They're going to pull it up. They're going to see your transactions. They're going to see what you support. They're going to see what you purchases you make. They're going to see your location. They're going to see organizations that you're a part of, that you're associated with, et cetera, et cetera. And listen, even Britain is taking this. The British government announced its own version of a health social credit system. Again, and all these, and they are pushing this, guys, in the next 10 years. I believe it's going to be even quicker than this. So you say, where is all this going? Here's where it's going. And again, this kind of dovetails off what we said yesterday. I want to pull this up. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. I want to emphasize to you, again, all of our watchmen, you guys who are familiar with eschatology, the study of Bible prophecy, this should shake you to the core and make you realize even more so how this system that we read about in Revelation 13 is all being set up. Remember, I told you the false prophet and the Antichrist will work together and cause all small, great, rich, poor, free, and bond to receive this coming mark in their right hand or in their foreheads that they might buy or sell, lest they have the name, the number, or the mark of the beast. Again, this is Revelation 13. So again, can you see here where eventually, it is my opinion, and I know, guys, I don't even want to say it because I know somebody will say, well, you just preach on this because I'm tired of hearing you talk about it. I promise you, I am going to get to America being possibly Mystery Babylon, but let me give you a little snippet from that. I've got it. I've just been pulling more notes up on it. But eventually, America has to get out of the way because America is a major stumbling block for all this to come to pass. Because of America's sovereignty, they are a huge stumbling block for what I believe is the Antichrist's final piece of the puzzle to be put together. Because eventually, down the road, somehow, some way, there is going to be a joining of, and we know according to the Bible, there's going to be 10 kingdoms in Revelation, 10 kingdoms, 10 nations that will already be joined together. They'll be already established. And when the Antichrist rises up among them, according to the book of Daniel, he's the little horn that rises up between the 10. Those 10 kings will give their power over to the Antichrist in 1 hour's time. It's interesting. It says that he gives it over to, they give their power over to the beast in 1 hour's time. And it speaks of Mystery Babylon being destroyed in 1 hour. I'm just going to throw that out there, just something to chew on. But what I'm trying to tell you guys is I believe behind the scenes right now, as we speak, all the pieces of the puzzle are being put together. And like I said yesterday, and it caused an absolute uproar and a full-blown riot broke out on Facebook to the point where we had to pull the whole video off because I couldn't disable comments, put it on YouTube. But that's why I showed you on there how this current vax is leading to, it's just one piece of the big puzzle. The digital currency, another piece of the puzzle. This major social crediting system, another piece of the puzzle. Technology, artificial intelligence, another piece of the puzzle. All this are many pieces that are being put together. And we very well could be the generation that is alive and well, that right before we get that final piece of the puzzle put in there to see the big picture of things, come on, we hear the sound of the voice of a trumpet saying, come up hither. Because I'll remind you again that Paul said in Thessalonians, there is a restraining force in the earth. And people want to argue about what it is. I'm not going to sit here and debate it and argue with you. I believe with all my heart, the restrainer that is holding back the Antichrist from coming into power is the blood-bought, Holy Ghost, Spirit-filled, Bible-believing, truth-speaking, unadulterated Church of the Living God. But there's coming a time in the near future, at the moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are alive and remain shall be harpazo, caught up, and we shall forever be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. What are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to tell you, don't wait. Listen, you'd be shocked and you'd be surprised, but then again, maybe you probably won't. I think people are starting to wake up to how goofy people are nowadays, but there is people actually out there that believe, well, and they'll say stuff like this. Well, brother, if that's real and if that's true, I'm not ready to get right with the Lord. I'll just wait until I hear the trumpet, then I'll repent. I'll just wait until I hear the trumpet and then the shout, and then I'll repent. No, because if you wait to the trumpet and you wait to the shout and you wait to the eastern sky is split, it will be too late. And you will be left saying, Lord, let us in. And he'll say, depart from me. I never knew you. So right now, right here, today, it's the day of salvation. If you're not right with God, you're away from God, or you don't know anything about God, I'm going to say a quick prayer. And I want you to repeat this prayer after me. I don't care if you've never had a relationship with God, or you're strayed, you're away from God, meaning that you had a relationship with God, you're on fire for God, but you've left your first love. The book of Revelation chapter 2, the Lord says, repent and come back to your first love. So we're going to give you that opportunity right now. I want you, if you can, if it's possible to lay your hand on your heart, I want you to do that. If you can't do that, just repeat this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask that you'd come into my heart through the Holy Spirit, that you would wash me, that you would cleanse me, and that you would forgive me. Lord Jesus, help me, lead me, and guide me into your truth. Open the eyes of my understanding. Give me wisdom. Give me discernment. And show me a Bible-believing church to be plugged into and a part of. Help me to remain strong. Help me to remain watching and be ready for the day of your return. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Guys, listen, that was simple. If you prayed that and you meant that from your heart, you, my friend, are born again, or you're back on track. Listen, I'm going to say a quick prayer for you guys before we head off of this broadcast today, but I want to give you some information. Like I told you at the beginning of this, or at least in the middle of this broadcast, I implore you to subscribe to our website, bookmark our website, and get our app. I want you to do all of it. Get the app, get the website. Because again, do not rely on social media outlets to hear what we've got to say or what we're posting and whatnot, because again, there's coming a time. Let's just be honest. The time is running out. This is not going to be forever. Well, I keep saying I'm going to ride this horse into the sunset. I'm going to ride it until it dies, but eventually it's going to die. But we have got alternatives set up. Even our live videos, right now they're live on Facebook, but there's coming a day they'll be live straight from our website. There's ministers out there that some of you guys probably already follow, and they're already doing that. But we, you know, at this time we didn't feel led to do that, but eventually that's where we'll go, and that's what we're going to do. Endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. That's our main website. That's the front and back door to get to our website. Either one of those, URLs will get you there. If you've not yet downloaded our free app, go to your Apple Play Store, go to your Android Play Store, type in, look, guys, do not type in ETH because you're not going to find it. You have to type in End Time Headlines. Type it in. You're going to see it under apps. It'll show up. You're going to see our logo right there, our trademarked logo. Download that app. It's free. Push yes to push notifications. You're going to get those notifications into right there in your hand. When we share our news, when we share our podcast, and by the way, at the bottom of that app, you can see it right there on the screen. It says latest, browse, listen, watch, and donate right there at the bottom. It's so easy, guys. It's so simplistic. If you want to listen to the podcast while you're mowing the yard, doing housework or at work or whatever, you got some earbuds, put them in, you can listen. Or if you are able to, if you want to watch it, you just hit watch. Same message, but it's just got visuals on it. If you're like me, depending on my circumstances, there's days I just, if I'm mowing the yard, I can't watch a message. So I just like to listen to a message. But if I'm relaxing somewhere and I'm able to do it, I'd rather visually see the minister or see the PowerPoints or the scriptures or whatnot. So that's what we've done all this for you guys. And it's free. It's absolutely free to you. All we ask you to do is if this ministry is a blessing to you, if it is a source of information, revelation, equipping, and encouraging, all we ask you to do is pray about becoming a monthly partner. That's all you got to do. And if the Lord puts it upon your heart and you feel like, I want to be one of those who partners with ETH because they are a blessing to my life, they've changed my life, they've kept me informed, they've helped me, whatever the case may be, we want to give you that opportunity. And you can do that several different ways. One is, again, the app. Go down to the bottom, go all the way to the right, click on the little heart that says donate, click on that, and it's going to take you to a page where you can give electronically or you can give by check or money order. Same with the website. You're going to see places that says donate, support, click on there. It's going to take you to another screen, and there you can give electronically or you can give by check or money order. And if you wish to do that, you can make that out to your screen right there in front of you. If you're listening by podcast, make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, and that's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Now, guys, listen to me. I know a lot of people bail out as soon as we start talking about this, but for you guys who are still on here, tomorrow and Thursday, I've got a two-part message I'm going to start tomorrow. This coming Sunday... So somebody say this Sunday at sunset is the beginning of 40 days of Teshuvah. This is extremely important. Every single year we talk about this. Now, I know us as Gentiles or Westerners, most of us have no clue what this is. That's why I want you to come on here tomorrow, because we're going to talk about Teshuvah. We're going to talk about why it's important. That's coming tomorrow. Then the second part of that is I'm going to emphasize to you why I want you and your family to begin to believe God for your top five greatest needs for the month of August. So for the whole month of August, and I'll talk about this more on Thursday, but I want you to make a list, whether you write it down or you put it in your phone or your tablet or whatever the case may be. I want you to pray about this. Write down your five top greatest needs. My family and I do this pretty much every year. And in the month of August, I want you to earnestly pray over those things and begin to believe God for the impossible. And I'm going to, on Thursday, with that, I'm going to share with you the three greatest miracles that I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to show you principles that I put into practice and how I saw those things come to pass. And I believe that God is no respecter of persons. And if he did it for me and he did it for my family, excuse me, he'll do it for you. Come on, some of y'all need this. You need a healing. You need a breakthrough. You need marital things. You need financial breaking. You need an answer. You need a home to sell. You need a home to buy, whatever the case would be. Put that on it. God is not intimidated by your request. All right, so all that's coming up this week. Tomorrow, Teshuvah, Thursday, the second part of that, and it ties in with the month of August. So this is exciting. And then Friday, we'll close it out with something. Either another headline like today or an encouraging word or whatever the case may be. Come on, let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every individual today that has hopped on here today, either live on Facebook or listening to the rebroadcast of this through podcast or through YouTube. We bless them today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you keep them in all their ways, and they're coming in and they're going out and forevermore. May your angels be with them. Keep them from harm, danger, and disabling accidents. Lord, bless, prosper, and multiply them abundantly. Lord, keep them healthy and strong. I bind every virus, every sickness, and every infirmity. Lord, we are not intimidated by Delta, because Lord, you are Alpha and Omega. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that the blood of Jesus, Lord God, has set us free from the law of sin and death. And we thank you, and we receive that today in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. Before we go, guys, don't forget to share this broadcast. Don't forget to like this. If you're watching by YouTube, hit the bell, hit the notification, hit the like button, follow us, subscribe to us. And we're going to sign off for today, but be watching for tomorrow. We'll be back on here, and we're going to talk about Teshuvah, and we're going to be back on Thursday and Friday as well. So we got a full week ahead of us. So we love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.